Pacific Mornings
on ABC Radio Australia.
Now, when you head overseas, your accent often lets people know where you're from. And the same thing happens with humpback whales. It turns out that the songs that they sing can actually help reveal their identity. Now, that song there comes from whales that hang out near New Caledonia, Tonga and Niue. And we've learnt this thanks to a team of researchers who've been tracking the whales as they migrate across the Pacific. I just love the sound of them. Associate Professor Rochelle Constantine is a marine mammal ecologist at the University of Auckland, and she joins us now. Kia ora.
Yeah, kia ora, good morning.
Now, first up, why do whales sing?
Well, there's probably lots of reasons why whales sing, but the ones that we're, I guess, most attached to is the fact that they only sing on their breeding ground. So in winter, they come to the warmer sort of tropical waters, and the males sort of establish themselves. They sort of hang vertically in the water with their head down, and they start producing this really complex song with lots of different themes to it. We think it's probably something to do with mate attraction. So females, they hear songs they like and are drawn to them. But also we know that it keeps other males away. So males will swim towards a singing male and will turn away from him. And the exact reasons why, we're not sure. You know, has he got just a really big song and they're nervous? Or yeah. We don't know. But it's a breeding behaviour sound, and we don't really hear it on the feeding grounds, and we hear it a little on the migration path. We didn't think we would hear much of it in the Kermadec Islands, but they were singing quite a lot.
Wow. So tell me about these whale songs and these accents that they seem to have as they're singing their songs as they're travelling.
So the South Pacific Whale Research Consortium, which is a collective of researchers, has been, the last 20 years, have been looking at all different parts of these whales' lives. And one part was the song. So Mike Node at University of Queensland and Alan Garland, who's now at University of St Andrews, sort of looked and saw that the song we hear in New Caledonia this year, there's components of it or themes that we'll hear in Tonga the next year. The following year, we'll hear those themes in, say, the Cook Islands and then in Samoa. So this movement of song from west to east across Oceania region is probably one of the largest sort of cultural movements of information, vocal information by any animal. It spans, you know, I think it's around 6,000 kilometers, you know, expanse of ocean. And so this song is clearly important to the whales, but it's not static. And the reason why we're really interested in how the whales, you know, know the song, but how does it get moved across, is because the whales return to the same place they were born. So a whale born in Tonga for the 70 years of its life will return to Tonga every breeding season. And we see that in their genetics. They have very clear genetic signatures. So how does the song move around? If you're always in Tonga and only hearing Tongan song, or always in New Caledonia and only hearing New Caledonian song, where do you learn these new bits? And so we had this this opportunity to go to the Kermadec Islands. We were actually wanting to know about whales in Antarctica, so we were tagging whales. But we recorded song while we were there, and we heard quite a lot of song. And so Alan Garland and her student Claire Owen, they analysed the song data and compared it to a wide catalogue, so song from East Australia all the way across to French Polynesia. And we had about 52 songs across the region. We collected 39 songs in the Kermadecs and matched them. And we were like, well, look at this. We've got different songs from different places. And so these whales were coming from New Caledonia across to the Cook Islands to the Kermadec Islands, which is about halfway between northern New Zealand and Tonga. And they were staying there for 4 or 5 days at a time. And in that time, they were singing and they were hearing other whale songs. And so they were sort of doing vocal learning. They were hearing the song from other places, picking up themes. And we knew that because we had one whale singing a hybrid song. So it had components of the song.
A little remix.
That's right, and had brought in these new themes. So we sort of found I'm sure there's more than, you know, more places in the southern sort of South Pacific that they're doing this, but this is the first time we've actually been able to find this place of, you know, cultural convergence where information from different cultures for these whales comes together in one place and they learn it.
Yeah. Now, Rochelle, I know that you're a marine mammal ecologist, but this all seems very musical. So do you have like musicians on your team who are able to identify the different sounds, notes and pitches? Or is it just because I have an untrained ear that I'd go, they all sound the same? Like how can you tell the difference?
Well, we have scientists who become whale musicians. Oh, okay. You know, Alan is really funny. Anytime you talk to her, you'll play songs. She's like, oh, yeah, that's the French Polynesian. I think that's from 2015. It's like, oh, my goodness. But when you actually listen to the songs and enough of them, you'll hear these sort of repetitive components, these very low frequency parts, and then the whale will have, you know, high frequency bit that they'll repeat again. And these sort of can get broken down into themes, and then they can get broken down into finer scales using, you know, analytical software for sound. Very much sort of like a producer would break down a song when they're making a hit record, yeah, for example.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I'm thinking about that little one who is remixing the songs and blending it in. Is there ever going to be a point where all the songs are just a huge big collab of, like, you know, all the Pacific places? Is it going to get to the point, or are they going to stay kind of true to their original music?
I think they're going to stay true to their original music, because the interesting thing, I mean, you know, another one of those questions is, well, for East Australia, because East Australia, we hear some song from East Australia and New Caledonia. So where is that meeting point for those whales? And I think it's a different place to the Kermadecs, because we had no East Australian song in the Kermadecs, although every now and then we see an East Australian there, either through photos or genetically we identify them. So I think, you know, where does new theme ground zero start for our Pacific region? You know, is it in East Australia? What's going on that these whales will introduce new themes? Because it takes about 5-6 years or so before the themes, as they move, you know, east across the Pacific, that they peter out in French Polynesia. But there's new ones always coming through. So there's, you know, there's still a lot of interesting questions. You know, where's that place of novelty, of new song being developed? Because they, whilst there's similarities in the sounds, there's new themes coming in every year, which is, you know, it's just fascinating. And I guess the thing that I'm really drawn to with this song work is, you know, we always think that we're quite, you know, fantastic with our vocal repertoires and all the fancy things we do as
Beyonce human. With her runs, absolutely.
Yeah, or the latest hip phrase in the, you know, in the schoolyard. Yeah. But actually, you know, a lot of animals are doing this, you know, birds and whales, and, you know, there's all kinds of animals where vocal learning is really important, and they have these sort of slow evolutions of their vocal learning like we do. And every now and then there's a revolution, you know, where something quite dramatic changes. So, you know, I think I love this work. I love the acoustics work, because I think it, you know, makes us stop and think about these animals more than just, oh, whales are fun to go whale watching or fun to watch jumping out of the water. They have very complex lives and complex communications that are really important in their world.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, Rochelle Constantine, we're going to have to leave it there, because we've got the rest of the program today, even though I have like 12,000 other questions. Thank you so much for joining Pacific Mornings, and we'll have to get you back on just to continue this conversation about whale songs, because it's truly been very fascinating. So thank you so much for your time.